Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dear Future Hubby Podcast. Thank you very much. I am your host, Therese Cerise, and I will be reading from my book of poetry entitled A Strong-Willed Mind, Healing Scars Over Time Through My Poetry. Thank you. Your applause is greatly appreciated. So today's poem is entitled, I Promise. So here we go. I promise to love you always. Forever in my heart you will stay. I dream about where we will be 50 years from now, or even 60. I promise to laugh at your silly jokes and to pretend like it's my first time hearing them over and over again. I promise to trust you beyond a shadow of a doubt. And when we are faced with indecision, together, we will figure things out. I promise to listen to you always. You are my very best friend. I promise to consider your feelings until the very end. I promise to say thank you for all of the things you do. I promise not to take you for granted. I promise that my love for you will stay true. I promise to keep my vows to you. So I hope that you all have had the most amazing evening, morning, afternoon, whenever it is that you hear this episode. And I literally was minding my own business, trying to catch some shut-eye. And as I was praying, I guess I asked for a little too much in the wee hours of the morning, because what I was praying for was godly wisdom. And I heard so very clearly, read the book of Proverbs. So, I have often heard, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. So I am going to go ahead and start this journey of reading the book of Proverbs. And I am asking that you all join me on this journey. And maybe we can obtain godly wisdom together. So, these are the wise sayings of Solomon, King Solomon. Here we go. These are the wise sayings of Solomon, David's son, Israel's king, written down so we'll know how to live well and right. Ooh, let me pause. I'm reading from the Message Bible. For those of you that are unaware, I love to read from the Message Bible. Okay, take two. These are the wise sayings of Solomon, David's son, Israel's king, written down so we'll know how to live well and right, to understand what life means and where it's going. A manual for living, for learning what's right and just and fair, to teach the inexperienced the ropes and give our young people a grasp on reality. There's something here also for seasoned men and women. Still a thing or two for the experience to learn. Fresh wisdom to probe and penetrate the rhymes and reasons of wise men and women. start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. Only fools thumb their noses at such wisdom and learning. Pay close attention, friend, to what your father tells you. Never forget what you learned at your mother's knee. Wear their counsel like a winning crown, like rings on your fingers. Dear friend, if bad companions tempt you, don't go along with them. If they say, "Let's go out and raise some hell. Let's beat up some old man, mug some old woman. Let's pick them clean and get them ready for their funerals. We'll load up on top quality loot. We'll haul it home by the truckload. Join us for the time of your life. With us, it's share and share alike." Oh, friend, don't give them a second look. Don't listen to them for a minute. They're racing to a very bad end, hurrying to ruin everything they lay hands on. Nobody robs a bank with everyone watching, yet that's what these people are doing. They're doing themselves in. When you grab all you can get, that's what happens. The more you get, the less you are. Lady Wisdom goes out in the street and shouts. At the town center, she makes her speech. In the middle of the traffic, she takes her stand. At the busiest corner, she calls out, "Simpletons, how long will you wallow in ignorance? Cynics, how long will you feed your cynicism? Idiots, how long will you refuse to learn? About face, I can revise your life. Look, I'm ready to pour out my spirit to you. I'm ready to tell you all I know. As it is, I've called, but you've turned a deaf ear. I've reached out to you, but you've ignored me. Since you laugh at my counsel and make a joke of my advice, how can I take you seriously? I'll turn the tables and joke about your troubles. What if the roof falls in and your whole life goes to pieces? What if catastrophe strikes and there's nothing to show for your life but rubble and ashes? You'll need me then. You'll call for me, but don't expect an answer. No matter how hard you look, you won't find me. Because you hated knowledge and had nothing to do with the fear of God. Because you wouldn't take my advice and brushed aside all my offers to train you, well, you've made your bed. Now lie in it. You wanted your own way. Now, how do you like it? Don't you see what happens, you simpletons, you idiots? Carelessness kills. Complacency is murder. First, pay attention to me, and then relax. Now you can take it easy. You're in good hands. So that was Job chapter 1. And what I'm going to do is take it one chapter at a time. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because I literally asked for godly wisdom. So I believe it would be wise for me to take this slow. Not only that, we're going to consider these intermissions to my episodes. So I hope that you have enjoyed Proverbs chapter 1, and I hope that you all have the most amazing evening, morning, afternoon, whenever it is that you hear this episode. But please, please, please do me a huge favor and take care of yourself, because there is only one you. Signing out, your girl Teresa. Ooh, wait a minute. I'm not signing out just yet. Hold up, wait a minute. I believe that I also have a moment that I could share a letter to my future hubby. Now, I won't be doing that on every single intermission, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that I may, hold up, I have to find where I put it. Okay. All of a sudden, it's not where I thought it would be. Just check one more thing. Remember, y'all, I was actually trying to go to sleep, and then I was encouraged to do something different. So I do apologize for the noise in the background. Okay, so it shouldn't be long. This is coming from my heart. I just gotta find where I wrote it. Un momento, por favor. One moment, please. You know what? It's crazy, because I know I took a moment and I wrote it out. It's probably only not showing up because now I'm serious about reading it. Ain't that something? Don't y'all hate when that happens? You're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then the minute you make up your mind to do it, all of a sudden it's like it just disappears. Well, that's what's happening to me in this very moment. Okay, here it is. All right, so here we go. This was written on April the 18th of 2024. Dear future hubby, these days feel like seconds, and I am still hopeful that you will find me. Not a day goes by that I don't imagine life with you, wondering about your healing journey and what all you have had to endure just for our lives to align. All that you have conquered just so that you could finally become my true husband. My prayer is that God mends the broken places of your heart, mind, body, soul, emotions, and spirit. As I work on the inner me, I pray that you are working on the inner you, in hopes that the two of us will become one someday. I understand that the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happens to them all. So I pray that in God's timing, we will get a chance to unite as one. Not my will, but God's will be done. I love you, love Teresa. And when I stated that the race is not given to the swift, that came from Ecclesiastes 9, chapter 9, verse 11. So now, this, for the second time, is going to conclude my episode on today. However, wherever you are, whether morning, noon, evening, or night, I hope that you have the most amazing day. However, please do me a favor and take care of yourself, because there is only one you. Signing out, your girl Teresa. Y'all have a blessed one. Bye. And thank you so much for listening.